Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Eliza Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Welcome to the show. I am Mary Brotherton, your host, and I'm going to step out of my usual way of doing things. Anybody who listened the other night found out that I always do things weird, but tonight's a little different. I'm going to read something that my friend Elizabeth Fullington sent to me in a text on March 15th. It's called Earth Guardians Norway Lockdown. Yes, there is fear. Yes, there is isolation. There is panic buying. There is sickness. And yes, there is even death. But they say that in Wuhan, after so many years of noise, you can hear the birds again. They say that after just a few weeks of quiet, the sky is no longer thick with fumes, but gray and blue and clear. They say that in the streets of Assisi, people are singing to each other across the empty squares so that noise, so that those who are alone may hear the sounds of family around them. They say that a hotel in the west of Ireland is offering free meals and delivery to the housebound. A young woman we know is spreading flyers with her number throughout the neighborhood so that the elders may have someone to call on. Today, churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples are preparing to welcome and shelter the homeless, the sick, and the weary. All over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting. All over the world, people are looking at their neighbors in a new way. People are waking up to a new reality, to how big we really are, to how little control we really have, to what really matters. They're waking up to love. So we pray and we remember that, yes, there is fear, but that does not have to be hate. There is isolation, but there does not have to be loneliness. Yes, there is panic buying, but there does not have to be meanness. There is sickness and there is death, but there does not have to be disease of the soul, and there can always be a rebirth of love. Wake to the choices you make as to how to live now. Just for today, breathe. Listen. Behind the factory noises of your panic, the birds are singing again. The sky is clearing. Spring is coming. And we are always encompassed by love. Open the windows of your soul. And though you may not be able to touch across the empty square, you can sing. This was written by Father Richard Hendrick. And now I want to introduce my co-host for the night, Elisa Kaler. She is a Reiki master, an energy healer, a medium, a life coach, a massage therapist, and I can tell you this woman has magical hands. With almost a decade of experience, she is renowned and well-practiced clairvoyant healer, teacher of spirituality, and a spiritual therapist. She encourages people to be their own light and frequently runs workshops. She is currently writing a book called Path to Peace. She's a teacher and a practitioner of the healing arts to self-love. She's the alchemist of supernatural spirituality. She facilitates spiritual strength through energy healing by connecting the mind, body, and spirit to those seeking their inner child spiritual truth. Her wisdom and gift of healing create pathway of connection, resulting in transformation and holistic health and spiritual awakenings for all age groups. She is exceptionally gifted in spiritual ascension and divinity. And she is creating classes called Be Your Own Tribe for children of light workers, the gifted or those lost on their journey. Welcome to the show, buddy. Welcome to the show, Elisa.
Good evening. Yes, we are in some trying times right now. And even as somebody who practices love and light, sometimes it's difficult to stay in that space when there's so much of this lower and bring everybody through, and we will conquer. So it's about all of us changing the vibration to a more positive space and focusing on the gratitude and the divine love, and we will all make it through.
Elisa, your voice sounds like you're underwater for some reason.
So are yours.
You want to... It's so weird. We had a phone call just a minute ago and it was beautiful.
There's a lot of
outer
interference with the radio waves and people on the internet, and everybody's home now, so everyone's amped up online, watching TV,
mm-hmm.
playing games. It's an overload for the system, for the grid, I believe. But I also know that even when we have muffled and interference, we can still carry on the show. So,
absolutely.
It's up to you.
No, show shall go on. There is no reason not to. You mentioned just a few minutes ago something about higher vibrations. Can you go deeper on that?
Yeah. So, if I could explain to people who are not understanding of the energy of healing and love and light and God's love, the opposite of the higher vibration, that is a great way to show you how it's so important to somehow stand outside of your human ego and go into the space of spirit and your connection to your higher source at this time. We all are a light force of our higher source, and we are being shown that when we come together in that space, we hold so much more power than the power of negativity, which is the virus, which is sadness and death and fear and worry. But when we go through these times that are uncertain, we don't know the future, we don't know the outcome. In the spiritual sense of our being, what I have taught, what I've learned, what I practice is we stand in a spiritual space of unconditional love and hold space for people to rise up in the now, in the moment. It's like people want to know about the future. People want to know about why they went through the past. But it doesn't really matter because the future hasn't happened yet. The past has already come and gone. And what really matters is standing here right now in this moment and how we focus on the gratitude that we are here. We are here to live life. We are here to focus on life. And because this virus is invisible, and it's bigger than all of us. We can't see it. So is God's love. It's invisible. We can't see it. So we have a choice to stand in fear, or we have a choice to stand in faith. And for all the people who say that they believe in a higher source and they are falling into the fear, well, that is not where God stands. That is not where our higher source stands. So it's about shifting ourselves from the human and coming back into the spiritual self, trusting that God has a bigger plan than we all can comprehend, and to trust and have faith that it's all going to be okay. You know, we all come here alive. We come here, you know, with life force, our breath.
Uh-huh.
And we all are going to eventually die and elevate and go where we leave our human, okay? But
yeah.
For all of us in the now, we're all focused on, us dying in the now. Not all of us are going to die in the now. Are there going to be people that are going? Yes. We can't stop all of it from happening, but we're not all going to go now. And so for all of us who are here, who can make a change and spread positivity, we are here to live life in our full trust, faith, hope, compassion, love for all mankind with Source.
Now,
so that's where
I know what you mean by Source, but would you explain that to our listeners, please?
Source is our belief system of what our faith, where our faith inside of our own soul takes us, whether it's God, Jesus, Allah, you know, it doesn't matter what religion we belong to, Buddha, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's your way. And your way is not, there's no wrong way. It's your way. Because it all leads to the same source. There's a very strong source that is over all of the universe. And we all have this belief system, or most of us have a belief system, that there's something bigger than all of us. And so right now, it is time for us to turn inward to our own truth, our own knowing, and focus and align with Source, faith, love, trust, open to receive, to say, let go, let God. That is my Source.
So what if someone says, I'm an atheist, I don't believe in God? Do they have a source?
It doesn't matter. They still feel there's a bigger light force out there for all of us. I know it. I know it from the solar system. You just have to look up. There's light. There's always light. And there's definitely Source. There's definitely a higher reason for all of us. There's a whole belief system out there we all ponder in, wondering, because nobody's ever seen the invisible. And this virus is just as if it's as invisible as it is to believe in Source, because we've never really truly seen it with our human eyes, but we know it's there.
Well, yeah, if you believe that a virus is out there and you can't see it, or you believe in atoms and you can't see them, why would you not believe in some source that is bigger than all of us?
Well, I would, for me, I do believe in something bigger than all of us. In fact, people who come and seek for their highest happiness and love and joy, all are looking for their higher source. They're not looking to live in despair and disease and sadness and sorrow and hopelessness and fear and worry. And those are the places that a lot of humans have lived in their lifetime prior to all of this. So it's about bringing people to awareness. Yeah, should we be vigilant at these times? Absolutely. But should we freak out and react and be in our ego and carry on this vibration of energy that's going to bring us all down, or do we shift it to an energy that's going to be uplifting and allow people to stand in hope and faith? And that is a choice for each one of us. But I will tell you this. Through my work over the past decade, I have seen people who have been in a place of despair, fighting a disease, fighting, let's say, cancer, being told they had 2 weeks to live, being told their days are up. And through faith, through turning inward, through their connection to their source and to healing, they are still here. And we can't explain those things. But all I can say is thank you. Thank you for allowing the gift, or allowing the healing or the energy to turn around and be something good.
And don't you think that attitude of gratitude and appreciation is key to living a happy life?
Oh, absolutely. But it's very difficult to stay happy. It's very difficult to stay positive when the whole world is in chaos. It's very difficult. So this is interesting because I sat and reflected, and I wanted to bring this up tonight, actually, because I'm teaching this to even the people that surround me, my clients and my colleagues, that when you see how fast negativity has rippled across the entire globe in just a very short time, the whole world is shut down because of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
If we would turn that around and spread love and hope and compassion, we could totally shift the energy to raise the vibration of all of us standing underneath a powerful life force that we were all blessed to receive to be here. And this is what standing in all this space and being isolated or being, doesn't have to be that way. It could be a situation that starts to fall away because we raise this vibration to something higher. The low vibration cannot exist. So it's about teaching. It's about standing in the space of hope and faith and love. Unconditional love is God's love. So our source is love, or your belief system's love. Love is the highest vibration, and that's outside of the human ego. So when we stand in there, there is no pain, there's no suffering, there's no disease. It's peace. It's calm. It's comfort. It's hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's knowing that something is so much deeper within each one of us. Should it be our time to go? That is up to our, I say we come here with a contract. That is up to whether our contract is in full force and it's time to go. We're all going to go. Just we don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know what's going to create it, but we're all going to go back to wherever we
can. Yeah, none of us were born to live forever.
No, but people are so stressed out right now because invisible and causing this reaction across the globe. So it's about turning the reaction into a positive reaction, a positive frequency to subdue the negativity. The power of positivity rises, the vibration of positivity rises to where negativity cannot exist. That includes diseases. That includes a lot of things, sadness, anger, fear. Those emotions, all that stuff cannot exist in a high vibration. So it's about
raising
the frequency.
I need to take a break. And when I come back, I want to ask you to explain how someone who is in a lower vibration can bring themselves up, how they can do that.
Okay. Okay.
And I also want to remind our listeners, if they want to talk with me or Elisa or both of us at the same time, we're here. The number is 516-418-5651. The country code is 1. So dial your country's exit code and then dial 1-516-418-5651.
Hey.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
And we are back. My name is Mary Brotherton. I am your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Elisa Kaler. We've been talking about vibrations. And, you know, that just made me think music is vibrations. The music that we hear, that's why people who have hearing impairments can go to a dance and dance because they feel the vibrations of the musical chords. Would you explain to our listeners how they can move from a lower frequency vibration to a higher frequency, Elisa?
So the power of positivity creates a law of attraction. The power of negativity creates a law of attraction. So when we are standing in a low vibration, when we're sad, think about this. When you go to a party or a celebration and everybody's happy and you're sad, you don't even feel like you want to be there. When you're sick, you don't feel like you want to be there. Okay, those are when you're angry, you don't feel like you want to be there. And if you are, that energy, that frequency of energy is going to be radiated off of you to anyone who's sitting around you when they're in a higher, happier, healthier state of being. So that is a little idea of how you can understand frequency. So when you look at the world today and everybody's shopping and they're panicking and they're running out of things and they're fighting and they're getting angry and they feel like this is the last days, and, you know, that's creating chaos. That's creating everybody to disregard compassion and love and kindness. It's a different vibration. So, yes, is it a time to be, you know, to take the steps to make sure you have the food and toilet paper or whatever people are fighting about, and make sure that, you know, we are somewhat planning for what we call the unknown. We don't know how long we're going to be here without knowing what comes next, okay? We don't know. We're in the unknown. So the unknown is very unsettling for most people. But when we stand in this higher vibration of our being, over time of practice and over time of understanding and learning that it is so much calmer and peaceful to be in that space of positivity and higher frequency, a lot of the people who stand in that space, we don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. We focus on what's happening in the moment, and we have learned to live in the moment with planning and calmness, saying, you know, we see that this is happening, so we're going to figure out how we could all still collaborate together, still make sure we have our necessities, and we plan and focus on, well, we're going to be in God's playground. We're going to be able to do the things that we've been always feeling like we couldn't catch up on because we're helping our clients, and still be able to help our clients and still get things done. And it's our time now to sit and take a pause. Okay, so right now we're coming into the space of the pause. And I call the pause the time for inner reflection, for inner awareness, and that time it takes to process through your self-importance. What is it that is important that in this busy world we do not give ourselves that time to be, just be, and enjoy the moment? And so it's going to be a reflection time. We don't know how long this is going to last. But if we keep worrying about how long it's going to be, when it's going to end, what's going to happen, we are still missing out on the moment.
Well, you know, that reminds me.
In the now.
Exactly. When I was a child, I didn't worry about how long anything was going to last. I knew that when the sun started going down, I needed to go home. I'm of an age before all the electronics and distractions. We actually played with our friends. We visited. We walked to their house. They walked to our house. We never went in the house. We were always outdoors in the yard doing something, whether it was playing doctor, playing house, riding bikes, you know, playing whatever the game of the day was. We just knew that we had to be home by a certain time, and that was usually dark, but we didn't come home after it got dark. We came home before it got dark, but we never worried about what time is it or how long is this day going to last. If we had 10 minutes with our friends or if we had all day, we made the most of it. And I think that's what we need to do with our life. We need to make the most of what, ever how many minutes we have, because none of us know if we're going to walk out into a street. And down here in Florida, we might get bitten by an alligator. We might get attacked. I actually know someone who got attacked by a hawk in one of the cities. Things happen. Weird stuff happens. We could get run over by a bus or, you know, have a head-on collision with who knows what. Or we might live to be very old people, but I don't want to live to be old and fearful. I don't want to live to be an old person who's always worried about when the end is coming. Because when
I feel like people just need to get into their space of faith again, because they're not remembering that that is what carries us through the darkness. It's about elevating. It's about doing what makes you happy. Go outside and feel the sunshine on your face. Breathe the fresh air. Pay attention to the children. They've been outside pretty much the whole time. We've been on, you know, this alert. And we forgot how important it is to even have the children in our life have dinners with us and talk with one another. Because really, what are we going to find to do while we're all sitting here together? Well, we're going to have to be creative. And that is, the creativity is bringing out the inner child. And the inner child is what we all are. And so it's, well, we could look at this as a gift, what do they say, a blessing or a curse. Okay, for most of us, the people who are not understanding how to elevate and be in this higher frequency of faith, they're all freaking out because they're like, oh, the world is coming to an end. Well, if that is the case, we have no control over it. But we do have control over the moment. We have gone through different uncertainties in life. Our children go to school. People have showed up with ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
We still went on with life. We didn't stop. We went on with life. And in the now, we are to do exactly that. We are to continue on with life. We are living life. Until we are not here anymore, we are to live life in hope, in faith, in our knowing, and come together with Source and do what is enjoyable for our inner child to play again. And that's what we're going to learn to do. We're going to realize what is really important. Is it how big your house is, or is it family? Is it love? Is it togetherness? There's so much we're going to learn through all this. It's going to be a huge awakening in so many ways. It's also going to be a time of cleansing and processing for all of us, even the way we used to do things, the way we used to have our thought processes to do things. We're going to realize what really matters, how we used to maybe take an apple, take a bite, and throw it away, and now we have this one apple. We're going to make this last. We're going to realize and appreciate,
yes,
and have gratitude for all of what we really all have, because we're not all going to die. Do you understand? It's one of.
Elisa,
well,
did you know?
We're all going to die, but not in the now.
Right. Did you know that there are 8,000 people in the world who die every single day from hunger? And that is something that can be fixed. That's not an invisible thing.
We are learning how to stick together.
Yes.
We are learning how to stick together. And we are going to stick together.
I think it's important.
You know, we could separate and not understand what humanity means, because really people have gotten away from that. They've gotten away from being together. And we're all in this together. There is no separation of religion, cultures, color, ethnicity, whoever, rich, the poor. We're all one. We're all one in this state. We are all here together going through.
Worldwide.
A time when we are to come together as a human race and stand up in God's light and say,
yes,
I stand here and let go and let God just show me and guide us in faith and love and be here for all of humanity. That is what we're learning here. And that is
anybody,
huge. That's global.
Anyone who has opened their eyes at all can look at history and see this is not the first time we've dealt with this type of pandemic. There have been, the bubonic plague. There was the Legionnaires' disease. All of these illnesses. But there's also always been hunger. There's always been floods and tsunamis and earthquakes and volcanoes that wipe out. Look at Pompeii, Italy, wiped out an entire civilization. The Mayans, the Incas, the Aztecs, they're no longer here because something destroyed them. And it did not destroy humanity. It just destroyed a portion. And maybe it was just, I don't know, maybe it was time for them. It was obviously their time because they're no longer here. But I don't believe for a minute that they fretted and worried and ran out crazy in a panic to go store up more food or more toilet paper. Still haven't figured that one out.
Well, what we're going to learn here is the ripple effect. And the ripple effect of kindness is we give to one person who gives to one person who gives to one person, mm-hmm. and it carries on in that. And we will ripple across the globe in giving and receiving and being grateful. That is the power of the positivity. Or we can stand in this pandemic of fear. We can stand in all of this and take ourselves away, turn our back on the people. Somebody next door needs a can of soup or needs a roll of toilet paper, and we don't give it to them because we don't want to share. That is staying in that lower frequency. And that is not what we're all about. We're all about coming from our heart. We have a heart. We came here as human beings to love, and we're here to stand in that space to help each other. And we are going to learn how to do that through all of this because we're not alone.
I think sometimes there something
are
like
people
this.
We're going to lose along the way. But it doesn't mean we have to focus on the loss. We can focus on the gain.
Exactly. It takes something like this to make us wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to invite any listeners.
Awakening.
Yeah? That's cool. If we have any listeners who would like to weigh in on whether we're doing it right or whether we're doing it wrong, I'd love to hear from you. Our number is 516-418-5651. Please give us a call. I'm going to take a quick little break, and then we'll be right back. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what you said earlier about having faith in God. I want to talk about that a little bit more.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
Welcome back. This is Mary. I'm here with Elisa Kaler, and I thought it was interesting, the little ad that we just played, Colin said, change tomorrow by what you do today. He said it a little differently, but I forgot what he said. But it's very important in times like this. We can change what happens tomorrow by the decisions we make today. And we were talking about random acts of kindness, and I had a thought while I was listening to Colin. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. you see somebody on the street who's just looking like, oh, they've lost their worst friend, somebody licked the red off their candy cane or whatever. And you just smile and say, hi. And it changes their world. They smile. And then they take that smile to the next person. But if you don't give them your smile, they may give you their frown. And then you're feeling upset. So it's always about pushing it forward and paying it forward. And it doesn't have to be with money. It can be, like Elisa said, if your neighbor needs a can of soup or can of cat food or a roll of toilet paper, give it to them. It doesn't hurt you. Your stock isn't going to deplenish that much. But I did want to talk a little bit more. You've been talking about faith in God. And I know we've already touched on the fact that God is another name for source. I call God Gus. Partly because I'm just a sassafras, but partly because to me, Gus is God, universe, and spirit. I kind of cover all the territory that way. But people who do not have a strong faith base from childhood, or even people who've been raised in churches, turn around later and say, oh, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. That doesn't mean they don't believe in doing good. In fact, I know some atheists who are some of the kindest humans I've ever, ever met. And they call themselves atheists because they don't believe in going to church. But you don't have to go to church to be a good person. Am I right?
You're correct. Well, my source is God. That's my source. And so I also teach people, everybody has their own path, their own way. We all do. And so however you choose or not to choose, that is totally individual, and that is totally not for judgment of any sorts. It's their way. But my way and how I refer to my higher source is through God's love. Okay, that's my way. So that's why I'm coming from my truth. When other people speak, they can come from their truth. There is no wrong way. This is about understanding that we're here to help one another, to elevate, to encourage, you know, to give back to humanity, even give them an offering of love, to help, to guidance, giving them faith to say, encourage them to say, look, things are going to get better. We're going to be okay. Being there as a support system, even in the 6-foot distance or staying in our houses isolated, we can still be that support system for each of us. It's to help one another. We only have each other. If we turn our backs on humanity, then we're not learning anything here. So it's about love. It's about staying in light, having faith, and knowing that there's a bigger picture here. For something to hit this globe as hard as it did, whether it was a biological, chemical warfare, or whatever, it has been written. It has been written in prophecy. And I've learned that, and I've studied it, and I see it very clearly. Does it mean we're all going? No. Does it mean that there's going to be an elimination of people? Yes. Is it affecting all of us? Yeah, to some extent. But not everybody gets totally sick and dies. But there are a lot of people who do. And that's with anything in life. We are so focused on survival right now, and it's about switching it to also being in a space of love and compassion for each other and being together in our small communities. If we haven't learned anything in life, it's about we are here in our communities to all help one another, and it ripples out to the rest of the world. It really does, because it takes these small little towns that goes to the bigger cities, that goes to the bigger states, that goes to the bigger countries. It's the ripple effect. And we could start with just one. We start with the person that we can help because we're here to help. And when we stay in that space, we're going to see a whole influx of a turn for the better. This is going to disappear as fast as it showed up.
Yes.
There is only time. You know, it's funny because somebody said to me, it's already Thursday. And I said, I didn't even know what day it was, because I don't really stay on this human plane anymore. I'm always standing in a space of playing as if I was the little child, and discovering every day little things of wisdom and messages. And I pay attention to creating what I came here to do and helping the people when they're all, you know, not in balance right now. And right now it's about bringing back balance, about bringing back balance in everything. And it's, our world doesn't show us that by looking outside with nature. And you can see it even with the skies and the breezes and the birds that are chirping, and everything's becoming cleansed. It's like a freshness. It's like a crispness. It feels different. The stars look brighter. There's not this,
I will tell you,
not this pollution.
I feel very fortunate to live where I do on the east coast of Florida, because I live on an island and there's very little pollution here. And my husband and I were out on the patio today looking at the birds and the turtles. And there was one bird that was just so unhappy that we were out there, because he doesn't like us to watch him roost in his tree. And that's too bad. But I haven't seen a lot of changes here, but I know the changes are happening. And also, because of the way I work, I am already socially isolated, or what do you call it, socially distanced. I work from home, and I don't go out to go out. I go out if there's a need to go out. And that's fine. I mean, it works for me. But now that my husband is working from home, and I'm grateful that he has a job, because there are some people that have lost their jobs and they've been put on hold and they don't get paid while they're not working. There are resources. You can check with your city. You can check with your state. Find out what resources are out there to reimburse you for lost wages, because this is a crisis. It's a global crisis. And there are government entities out there that are set up to help reimburse your lost wages. My husband is very fortunate that he can work from home and he still gets paid. That having him in the house with me when I'm doing my work is a strange feeling, but it's way better than attending his funeral. And I do want to remind our listeners, we have about 15 minutes left in the show. And if you want to call in, you better call in quick, because the number is not going to go away, but the show will go away in 15 minutes. The number is 1-516-418-5651. And if you are in a country other than the United States, you need to dial your exit code, then 1-516-418-5651. So, let's see. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. You were talking to me earlier about surrendering to God's love. What does that look like?
Yes. Well, there's two things I want to talk about. So the first thing is we can talk about surrendering to God's love. And then the next thing I want to talk about is what are we to do in the time of reflection and the pause. So surrendering to God's love, it's surrendering. You know, how many of you attend a place of worship or worship within yourself, and then you're falling into the fear? And we all know this as a fact, and people who study, you know, religion or even spirituality understand that there's a higher meaning here of God's love or source's love or a love for all humanity. And there is none of that of the lower vibrations of fear, worry, sadness, all of it in God's love. So when we surrender and just say, you know what, show us, allow us to surrender the ego of the human, stand in the spirit of who we are, and just show us how to just be. You are going to be shown. And I'm telling you, it's not zapped to be taken. It's you'll be shown how to step into the truth of that moment of existence to elevate yourself, doing what you came here to do. So there's going to be a lot of self-discovery in the silence, OK? okay, we're going to have this time of reflection and the pause. And in that silence, it allows us to reflect on our inner gifts, our creativity. Some people might say, I wish I wrote a book. I wish I had time to write a book. I wish I had time to just paint and draw and color, or go outside and take some chalk and make pictures on the patio, or just go lay in the sunshine and relax and be in complete silence and listen to all the animals that are singing. And it's going to awaken the soul and allow us to step out of our everyday human, of what we've become. And if you really think about it, we became so chaotic in our own self that all this chaos, even with this virus epidemic, is showing us how we've always lived our life in chaos. We've always been so rush, and things just get overdone or thrown around, and it's not a pause of reflection in this space where we can turn inward and start to reflect on what really matters to us. What are the things that we would like to do? What really matters? How can we be creative? If you have children, what games can you play? What things can you make up? Can you play outside? Can you play the games like kick the can and, you know, I don't even remember half the things we used to do when we were kids. We used to play tag. And we used to run and just make up songs. And, you know, we used to use every letter in the alphabet and get a word and make a song out of it. I mean, we just became so creative in our youth. And the children of today, all they do is sit on these games and these cell phones. And so it's about bringing back all of what really matters, the playfulness in each other. And even though we can't play together, think about being 4 years old and you were in your home and you really weren't playing with friends. You were playing in your imagination, in your own little space. Well, now you can do that. You can write your poems. You can start to become, you know, creative in your drawings. You can write messages, paint pictures, go just enjoy the moment and process through that. Because sometimes we always look back and say, I wish we did this when we had the pause. I wish I would have taken the time instead of focused on the worry and fear. We are not going to be able to control the outcome of whatever it is that's going to be. And I think when we are human, you know, when we're human beings, we learn that when we're children, we don't really focus on, well, you know, it's unsafe to go there. We just play and we live in the space of imagination and happiness and joy, and we just play. And so we're being brought back to step into that space as an adult being and learning how to play once again and just release the outcome. We cannot control what's going to happen, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. We can't control the future, no matter whether it's this epidemic or regular, everyday, what we call normal life. We cannot control the outcome. So it's about living in the moment. We wake up every day, starting fresh, never knowing what the outcome is going to ever be. And sometimes it turns into be joy and happiness, and sometimes it's not. But we don't stop living because we don't know. We live because we're here in the now. And that's all that we can do. So we get to choose. Do you want to live in fear or faith? Because I'll tell you what, you turn on that TV and you listen to the negativity, it's going to lower your vibration. That's when sickness comes in. That's when sadness comes in. That's where anger comes in, frustration comes in. Or you can go play. You can go enjoy, step into your creativity, evolve, take yoga. We have online yoga now. We have circles where we can do meditation. We're all doing sound healing. These are all things that help to raise the vibration, help to look, turn inward and connect ourselves to ourselves. And these are being offered to do pretty much every day because that's what we do in our regular life for us, of the people that are the healers or the people that come into the space of the higher vibration. We focus on staying in that space. So I invite everybody to come try it. It's going to be time to try and do whatever you have not been able to ever have time to do before because you were always working or caught up in your everyday lives of family and games and places to take the kids and, you know, ball games and ballet and gymnastics. And now we're all home. Now we can spend more time focusing. And
yes.
It's going to awaken us to appreciate what really matters. I'd rather stand in faith and not fear. Every day we're going to worry about, are we going to go next? Well, you know what? Can we? Yeah, it can happen. Is it going to happen? We don't know. But
no.
We're here now.
And, you know, it's really almost too late to start thinking, oh, I need to go get this, that, or the other. If you are practicing common sense, you already have everything you need at home in a bar of soap or a bottle of soap. If you're doing what your mother taught you, you're kind. If you are doing, if you've lived anywhere, you should be prepared for the worst. I mean, almost every region of the world has some kind of weather phenomenon that is catastrophic. For me, it's a hurricane. I keep hurricane supplies regularly because I know it's important to be prepared. I don't have to run out in a surprise emergency to go get more supplies. I already have the food at home.
You know, I want to say something that's actually coming to me to say. This virus has been around, I'd say, since December, January, because the symptoms of this virus has run through my family already. And yeah, I mean, there are people who've had it, and they didn't know they've had it. Nobody's been tested till this week. So we're panicking about something that is exasperating, but it's already been here. It's just going really, really fast. That's why they're all having a concern about it, because it's going really, really fast. And it is affecting people, some in a strong way and some in a very mild way. But it's going to affect all of us. It's like having a cold. It's just that they don't understand what it is because it's never been here before. That's all. So,
that's right.
You know, most of us live by Disney around this area or whatever. Disney has left their doors open since this past weekend or last weekend. And people have received or come in contact with it through a theme park or through restaurants or whatever. But it's just becoming more known, but it's already been here. So think about that. It's been here. And most of us have been exposed to it. And most of us actually had it. And we're here.
We survived it. Yeah.
Focus on being here. Have faith.
We have about 6 minutes left. And I wonder if there's anything that you would like to tell our listeners about your the classes that you're creating and the book that you're writing.
I want to offer, you know, I do healing, which is a balancing of the energy to raise the frequency of the human on the soul level. So if anybody would like to have a session, I do them over the phone. It's very powerful. It's very peaceful and calming to the person who's receiving it. And I will be offering healing for people to call me and do a session if you're really struggling with this, with the panic and the stress and just want to be in the calm. It will help you to be in the calm and have the peace and have the balance back. So you can always make a call to me at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm writing a book. It is called Path to Peace. It's a book about self-love, and it's very interesting because my book has been written through messages that I have received over the past year, and my book has actually prepared us for what is in the now, and it blows my mind because I spoke about the pause. I spoke about what it is to self-reflect and to awaken the inner child and all the things that are about my book. It is not finished yet, but it will be in the pause. It will be a great tool to help people get through all of this, even up the road after we've already been through all of this, to understand the true importance that we all hold for one another and for ourselves. Because so many of us forget about ourselves, and so many of us don't even know ourselves, and so many of us don't live for ourselves. And I don't mean that in a selfish way. I mean that in the truthful way of what really is important. And so the book is going to help to, you know, awaken people to their own truth and how we're stepping out of a soul system that separates people, that creates this judgment, that creates this disconnect from different cultures and, you know, different religions and all of it. And we are, I truly understand that we are to be one. We are, it's been in the writings. I mean, we're coming into the age of Aquarius, March 21st, which is tomorrow or 2 days from now. And it is a very strong new beginning of everything we don't know about, because it's not what we had in the past. It's going to be very different. It's going to be a space of time that's going to grow all of us together as one. And this is what we've always been, well, most of us have always been wanting. There's a John Lennon song about imagine all the people living every day together and in peace. And that is, this is the transformation for all of us to open our eyes and have the awakening and stand with Source in gratitude instead of fear. And this is a test. I really feel this is a true test. It's a prophetic test. It's in the Bible test, and it is going to teach us so much about what really is important, to be together as one, to be together respectful with all of our value systems. It's all happening now. I really believe that this is the shift that we've, you know, always known was going to one day be, and I really feel that it's here on the doorstep. It's right here in the now, and this is, you know, this situation is showing us what really matters.
Yes. I just found something that I have to share before this. I have to share this. I picked up my phone because sometimes I get text messages from different people that can't reach the show or whatever. And it wasn't a text message. It was a message from Source. It says, it is in your nature to be spiritual. This is why you have such a desire to learn more about yourself. Diving deeper into who you really are inspires and reveals a self-evident truth, and the truth really does set you free. Free of fear, free of doubt, free of inner stress. Worldly things have no power over your innate presence. Stay the course. Breathe. Use the noise around you as a reminder of why you choose peace over panic. And that goes right along with everything you've been saying.
That's amazing. Because that's just validation that we are to stand in faith. And I'm telling you, in faith, there is peace. There is hope. There is calm. You know, we can't control the outcome. But in faith, we surrender. We do. We surrender.
Absolutely.
We can't control the outcome. So
and
that's
that brings us.
I'm here to teach, and I stand in faith. I choose faith over fear.
We are at the end of our show.
Okay, my dear. Thank you,
so
much.
Give your phone number one last time, so people can call you
for
if they need
a healing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's 407-432-7088.
All right, folks, you heard it here first. And we shall
talk
with Alisa again soon. And next week, my guest is Susie Rote, and she's going to talk about her wild and precious life. That ought to be kind of fun. And maybe it'll give us a little uplift in the times. Who knows where we'll be next week, but we'll be here. We're not
some
going anywhere.
On what we can do in our pause.
That's right. Maybe that's what we can talk about the next time you're our guest. And we can discuss what everybody did during their pause. I like that.
Thank you.
So I'll see you next time, Elisa.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.